WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is a second attempt by a developer to build apartments in an established Bryan neighborhood near CHI St. Joseph Health Center.
While the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission granted a conditional use permit last Thursday, there's been an appeal by a property owner who lives within 200 feet of the site, located near 29th and Villa Maria behind Hillier Funeral Home. That means the city council will consider the proposal. A tentative hearing date's been set for April 11th. During last week's P&Z meeting, 28 opponents, homeowners and representatives of two doctor's offices, say the construction of 5, 2, and 3-story apartment buildings will cause more traffic congestion and flooding. Donna Chester challenged city staff how they could support the project.
Staff maintains that the proposed 69-unit would create fewer unfavorable effects or impacts. My question is, what are the favorable, unfavorable impacts? Cities never addressed them. We have the right to know what those are before moving forward. And the same thing with number 9. The city says that it is unable to discern any potential detrimental issues that could arise from the development of the units. My question again, what are they referring to?
City planner Stephanie Dolan says if it's approved, all concerns will be addressed before building permits are issued by the city's site review committee.
Staff believes that a multifamily, multiple family residential use is appropriate at this location, as suggested by our comprehensive plan and by our health and wellness area plan.
None of the P&Z members offered comments before the project gained the minimum 5 votes necessary for approval. The proposal was defeated 2.5 years ago on a 4-3 vote. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Add the Bryan City Council to the governing bodies opposed to the state's new public school accountability system being based on an A through F letter grade. The council was thanked at last week's meeting by Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb.
We have the case of Bryan High School, which earned 5 distinctions under the state accountability system we were previously under. Distinctions are where you compare yourself against your 39 other comparable schools in the state. You have 39 other schools that look just like you or as close to you as possible. Bryan High earned 5 distinctions. That's a stellar academic record of accomplishment this past year. And yet, under the state accountability system, D's.
Webb says Bryan ISD is among more than half of the school districts in the state that are on the record opposing the A through F rating system. In Austin, the chairman of the House Public Education Committee was among those unveiling a school finance plan adding $1.6 billion. HB 21, which gets its first committee hearing today, would increase per-student funding by $200 and add money for transportation and other programs. Also getting its first legislative hearing today is the proposal regarding transgender bathrooms. Yesterday, both sides in the debate held news conferences.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick making his arguments in favor of his priority transgender bathroom legislation, most notably that it would not cause a business backlash with money and jobs leaving the state.
The stories of any negative economic impact are just false narrative put forth by the opposition.
To drive home the point, Patrick has brought in North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest to talk about the impact they faced when they passed similar legislation.
That most extreme impact equates to 0.1% of our annual GDP. That's the economic impact.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Resolving water disputes was among the issues discussed in the Texas House this week. State Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station is a member of the Natural Resources Committee.
We spent the majority of the time talking about all the water Mexico has curtailed from us and looking at that agreement we made many, many moons ago, and it's time to renegotiate that. And I think Trump gives us that opportunity as well. And then we also have some state water issues between us and New Mexico, not letting water get here. So from a Western Texas perspective, that it spends a lot of time in drought.
Cassell says if they play their cards right, Texas has the opportunity to capture more water from the Rio Grande and Colorado rivers. WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll start with clouds this morning. Some breaks of sunshine will develop. Watch for scattered showers or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. Breezy today, we're up to 70 to 75. Turning partly cloudy overnight, lows will fall back to 50 to 55. Partial sun in the forecast for tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouds will move in tomorrow night. Lows are going to be near 60. And we're mostly cloudy Thursday with a chance of showers and a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. We will not visit with Senator Schwertner today because they've already started the committee hearing, and I figured that was probably the case. Yeah. Anyhow, we'll...
Oh, he can't just step out for a couple minutes?
Nah.
Not important enough?
No, that's the deal. And of course, Representative Rainey does that. He steps out of the finance... but they meet almost every day. Finance meets every day. This is Senate Bill 6. This is the bathroom bill.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Yeah, a lot of people watching this, and they're going to, I don't know, they may actually vote it out of committee today. We'll see. I was just watching during your newscast, I was just watching what was going on over there, and there are going to be a lot of people who are going to want to testify from what Senator Huffman said. She's the chairman of the committee, and she was given the rules as to what it was going to be. So it's going to be an all-day sucker there for that. And then again, they even still might not vote it out of committee today. They probably will vote it out of the Senate at some point today, but we'll see. For instance,
and then one day, a little thing called Title IX.
There you go. So that's Senator Kolkhorst right there speaking.
That's,
live audio right there from what's going on. She's the sponsor of the bill. So anyhow, so we'll talk to him hopefully later on this week. So. They want to build 5 buildings right there behind the funeral home on East 29th Street.
That's right.
just a half block up from the intersection of East 29th Street and Villa Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, never busy there.
If you've
been on 29th lately, you know because of the changes that they're making there at CHI St. Joseph, which is just getting to be a larger and larger complex. They're trying to handle traffic there. So on the East 29th Street side, there's a problem. Same thing, though, on the Villa Maria side, there's a problem, and the East 29th, and they squeeze the traffic down as they're trying to improve these roads. And again, they're about to the point where they can't be improved much more. You can't add many more lanes in there.
Right.
And so to put those buildings there is something that at least a couple of the businesses or a couple of doctor's offices right near there, and then just generally residents not wanting to have that kind of infill, that kind of density,
right?
Simply because the roads probably can't take it. It's getting to the point where it's tough over there.
And that's what it is. Is it's not just the space that the buildings are taking up; it's the amount of people that those buildings house, and then that times as many cars as they need.
Yeah.
And this is just one of those places where everyone has a vehicle. It's not New York City, you know, it's not even Houston where some people can get around with public transportation.
Right. Well, they said that what their parking space is for 90 vehicles, is that right? And if that's the case, then that's not enough to certainly support the number of people who will be living in those buildings, I would think. Anyhow, P&Z, they gave them the conditional use permit. And again, this is the whole, and I've talked to the members of both planning and zoning commissions and both planning and zoning committees in both cities. If they have no legal reason to not move forward with it, then the default position has been to move forward with
it. Gotcha.
And that's the reason that people are trying to be vocal. And again, congratulations to them for doing that.
Right.
I'm not sure that changes it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Y'all's thoughts on that? Yeah. If you live in an area that's not as densely populated now and it's about to be?
I mean, that's always anytime I have lived in one of those kind of areas, it's always been kind of a I'm an old-fashioned type. I like to live in those types of areas.
Okay.
So I don't like it whenever it grows, but it's kind of
well, the tough part here is, you know, you talk about it being near CHI St. Joseph Health. It's near Blinn College.
Sure.
Yeah.
So not only are you talking about an influx of people, but you're very likely to have an influx of college students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think that is, too, where some people might be upset. I'm not very removed from college, and I still don't like being in an area where it's primarily college students.
Yeah.
And so that also is something to, you know, I'm sure that they're not happy about.
And, you know, a developer can say anything. I'm not saying that they're going to be dishonest in front of planning and zoning, but, you know, empty real estate sucks.
Yeah.
And you may have an idea as to what you want as far as your tenant demographic is. But at the end of the day, you want to go ahead and get those rented.
Well, yeah. And again, I love the phrase, well, we're targeting towards young professionals.
Uh-huh.
The college kids are the ones with the money or mom and dad's money.
Mm-hmm.
And so if your rent, you know, you're a brand new complex, of course, it may be a little bit higher than some neighboring complexes or even neighboring just rental houses or rental homes. It's going to be, you're going to end up with more college kids than young professionals who are living by their, on their own, by their own means, fresh out of college. They're not necessarily getting paid a lot unless they're working at the hospital as a doctor already.
Sure.
But that means they're out of med school by
right.
then.
But the idea that you're taking, let's take a call. Hey.
Hey, regarding those apartments, all you have there for Blinn College students is the new Camber Villas down the road, and then the College Edge apartments. So what if those apartments did fill up with Blinn students? Wouldn't that mean fewer Blinn students are driving from all over Bryan College Station to get to Blinn? And so that in that regard, it would cut down some of the traffic, except right there?
Well, except I hear what you're saying. It might take traffic off of the roads in other parts of the city, but at the same time, you need entrance and exits from the apartment. That's going to slow down.
Because the little snowflakes aren't going to walk across
the
street.
No. You don't have to worry about that. That's not going to happen. And there are probably some opportunities farther down 29th Street where there might be some other things that can be done there. Some of those apartments can be geared towards students, and they're not. And again, I don't know that we're necessarily trying to say that these are for students. And yes,
no,
you're right, Blinn
yeah.
is there. But let's also think, what is Blinn's footprint going to look like 10 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
They may move a whole bunch more stuff out to Rellis.
To Rellis,
let's see what they
right,
do.
Right.
So that is part of it. But today's problem is density. Today's problem, the reason that these people are speaking or trying to go to city council about this is they don't want the density. They really don't care whether it's students or not.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want the density there.
Well, they even brought up the flooding, which I know it was a very rare occurrence that it happened, but that was an area that got hit pretty hard last spring because of that retention pond.
When you move dirt and change the course of rivers and you take or water and you
mm-hmm.
take you take areas that need to be cleaned out and they haven't been cleaned out, or you take areas that were ground and now they're going to become concrete, that changes the flow of the water, and
mm-hmm.
it does aggravate the problem. So city council gets a chance, and, I applaud the fact that these are residents in Bryan that are doing this, because traditionally you'd only hear this kind of reaction in College Station in years
right.
past. So that speaks a lot to neighborhood integrity. And
people are getting involved.
Yeah, well, and I've talked about it before on this show. Now, what portions of College Station did to increase their density, that's one thing, because College Station was College Station. But Bryan had a lot of established neighborhoods, and we're talking about this is the edge of an established neighborhood. Back behind that, north of that, those homes have been there for 50 years, and they don't want to have the new look that this apartment density would bring, and they're trying to fight that. So congratulations for them, and look forward to seeing how it works out. Now, in the other, I mean, we had a lot of stuff going on yesterday. So also yesterday, the Metropolitan Planning Organization was doing a presentation, and they have made a change that, at least for the time being, is going to make people pretty happy right across the road here, because if you'll recall, they were going to, what they were going to do is extend FM 2818 to get to Texas 30, And so Rock Prairie Road basically would just come right on up through Emerald Forest, which is an established area, okay?
Right.
And so what they're going to do now is it looks like the proposed extension of 2818 to get to 30, they're going to go Rock Prairie Road to Bird Pond Road then go out there. So that changes things. So the Emerald Forest residents are happy. And one of the things they needed to be able to do was not only complain, because that's really not necessarily going to end up winning you something in the long haul, but what they did was they were able to be part of, let's reroute it and do this to it rather than take it through this way. And so since there was an alternative, that quite honestly gives the MPO a little bit of political shade in that they can go, oh, yes, we can go here. It won't impact nearly as many people. But the bottom line was they had 700 signatures, I think, on a petition and about 150 comment cards. So they were active, not proactive, because it's happening a little bit late, but they were very active in making sure that MPO understood what they wanted. But most importantly, what they did is said, here's an alternative. Another change that was made to the map included the reduction of a proposed four-lane arterial that would extend south on Texas 40, okay, W.D. Fitch, along Arrington Road to a minor arterial. That proposed roadway that would bisect a ranch which is down there was altered. So that's, again, where talking more apartment complexes, that one in College Station that we'd had discussions about for the last few weeks, because that's been a hot-button issue in College Station. That one, and again, both of these, are going to end up going beyond the city limits, and that's why the county is now getting involved more with the cities when it comes to roads. As more people move out into the extraterritorial jurisdictions, the ETJs, they need roads to get them to and from where they have to live and go. And so the cities and the county probably going to be talking more and more about roads and the future of those roads, and more people need to be diligent if you don't want a change to happen in your neighborhood as far as the infill is concerned that increases the density. So, again, congratulations, folks, and Brian, for being able to get that portion at least brought before council so there can be a hearing there, and we'll see what happens. All right, it's 8:23 right now.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now, it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
The annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 27th at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course. Sign up your 4-person scramble team today by visiting twincitymission.org or give Ron Crozier a call at 822-7511. It's a day of fun, friends, golf, and most importantly, helping out the charities of Twin City Mission. To register your team, or if you don't play but would like to be involved as a sponsor, make sure to visit twincitymission.org.
David Gardner has been around about 30-some-odd years, and one of the things that David still enjoys doing is actually creating jewelry. Yep, actually putting something together. First of all, pencil and paper, and then making it a piece of jewelry. And he's done this kind of thing for years and still likes doing that. And quite often one of the things that he'll do is take an existing David Gardner creation, personalize it, make it something special, something unique, all over again for somebody. And so because of that, David Gardner says, come in, we've done things before for you, let us do it again. Or maybe he's never done any work for you before. Well, now's a great time for you to go in and have a look. It's not, you know, this isn't the Valentine's Day and those universal holidays. This may be something very personal and very important to you, so why not have David Gardner's help you come up with just the right item for that. Don't forget, they also are an authorized Rolex dealer. That's a pretty easy solution. And also, they do authorized Rolex service as well, which means that that extends the warranty because it's an authorized Rolex shop. And there certainly are not very many of them in a town this size. So lots of reasons for you to stop in and let a David Gardner creation be a very special and momentous thing for you. That's David Gardner's. They're located at 911 University.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Kashinka with your money now. Index fund giant State Street Global Advisor says it will begin pushing big companies to put more women on their boards, initially demanding change at those firms without any female directors. Today's Wall Street Journal says the money manager will vote against board members charged with nominating new directors if they don't soon make strides at adding women. Firms don't have to have an exact quota to be in compliance with State Street's mandate, but must prove they attempted to improve a lack of diversity. Add another state to the list of those where Amazon will start collecting sales taxes. The online retail giant says it will soon begin collecting taxes on products sent to addresses in New Mexico. Fans of La La Land will soon be able to celebrate the film in a whole new venue. Film studio Lionsgate says it's launching an international concert tour featuring music from the film. The tour will kick off with two performances at the Hollywood Bowl in May before heading to other U.S. cities as well as Canada, Mexico, the U.K., Italy, Switzerland, and Turkey. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How our mouths talk to our gut. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. When we put a bite of food into our mouths and start chewing, the whole body pays attention, according to Rutgers nutritional scientist Paul Breslin. At a recent meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, he explained that an enzyme called salivary amylase breaks down starches into smaller molecules. Chemical sensors in the mouth analyze them and send the information downstream.
The best way to process foods in your body is when you know they're coming in and you can be prepared and ready for them.
In this case, the pancreas starts secreting insulin to regulate the incoming sugars. Breslin says people with low levels of amylase in their saliva may be susceptible to metabolic disorders like diabetes. He says understanding chemical sensing like this could help scientists prevent and treat a host of metabolic and immune disorders. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at AthenaTutoring.com.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
With hackers in the news almost every day,
It's time for an early spring reality check. Cyber thieves are not the biggest threat to our financial security. We are. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here are the top five ways that Americans make it easy for cyber thieves. First, look carefully each month at your bank statements. Call the bank and investigate any charge you cannot explain, no matter how small. Always shred letters notifying you of pre-approved credit cards you didn't order. Criminals can easily activate them without you knowing. Shred all old bank statements before throwing them out. Next, order your credit report 4 times a year. Look for any credit applications you didn't make and any credit cards you didn't request. Finally, do not write your PIN on your ATM card. With ATM cards, once the money's out of the bank, you can't get it back. And remember, a huge amount of high-tech fraud begins in very low-tech ways. Breaking Tech News is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33 at 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Traffic and flooding issues around CHI St. Joseph Health Center will only get worse, according to neighboring business and homeowners who oppose the construction of a new apartment complex near 29th and Villa Maria.
While 5 members of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission approved a conditional use permit, there was an appeal to the city council. A tentative date of April 11th has been set for the council to consider whether to proceed with the construction of 5 2- and 3-story buildings behind Hillier Funeral Home off Bristol. After P&Z heard last Thursday from 28 opponents, city planner Stephanie Dolan says that the permit's approved. Their concerns will be addressed by the city's site review committee.
It consists of 25 to 35 individuals. It includes the fire marshal, it includes TxDOT, and includes many, many individuals who look to ensure that the site is compatible with the use as well as with all of the issues that have been addressed tonight.
Preliminary plans call for the construction of 69 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Opponents say there will be only 92 parking spaces at the 87-bedroom complex. The apartments will also border the Upper Burton Creek Neighborhood Conservation District, which homeowner Karen Hillier pointed out restricts the number of unrelated residents of a housing unit.
And if you choose to ignore the sincere desire of the neighborhood residents to maintain its current quality of life, we find it imperative to deny access to the apartment complex off of Bristol Street. Access should be to the major arteries of Villa Maria and 29th Street.
It's the second time in 3 years developers are trying to build apartments on the vacant land. No one on P&Z offered comments before the permit vote. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School District is among more than half the districts in the state that oppose the new A through F accountability rating system. The Bryan City Council joined opponents by passing a resolution at its last meeting. Bryan ISD's communications director Brandon Webb thanked the council.
It primarily does target schools that are struggling financially. That shows up very, very clearly in the data. And despite the best intentions, I think, of the Texas Education Agency that this system not be a bell curve, giving A through F scores across the state. In fact, that's exactly what happened. Only 10% of the schools in Texas earned an A. And we think our schools are better than that.
Webb pointed out Bryan High, which earned 5 academic distinctions under the state's prior rating system, now has D grades. The Texas House this week followed the Senate by approving the governor's emergency legislation, giving more money to reform the state's foster child program. Kyle Cassell of College Station was part of the unanimous vote.
And those kids deserve it. They've been in a situation that they have no control over. They're being abused. And now the state, you know, making the Child Protective Department of Family and Protective Services a standalone agency is huge. And then making sure our priority is keeping those kids in a kinship care, you know, making sure they go to a family member, if at all possible, instead of a stranger. That was a big day for children of Texas.
Cassell, a member of the House Natural Resources Committee, said there was a hearing this week looking into how Texas can resolve water disputes with Mexico and the state of New Mexico. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
8:37, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We'll start with clouds this morning. Some breaks of sunshine will develop. Watch for scattered showers or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. Breezy today, we're up to 70 to 75. Turning partly cloudy overnight, lows will fall back to 50 to 55. Partial sun in the forecast for tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouds will move in tomorrow night. Lows are going to be near 60. And we're mostly cloudy Thursday with a chance of showers and a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So we will speak to State Senator Schwertner later on this week. I've just been in touch with his office, and so we'll talk to him later on since he's in the committee hearings today over the bathroom bill, which could influence business. And speaking of business, it's time for the chamber. See how I'm a radio professional? Just smoothly
what
went right
segue
into that. I'll tell you. So Kim Dyer's here this morning. Kim, how are you?
Great. Thank you.
What do you got for us today?
Well, our business after hours is coming up this week. It's sponsored by the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley. And it's this Thursday, March 9th from 5:30 to 7. It's at Peach Creek Ranch. This is not Peach Creek Winery.
No.
Peach Creek Ranch.
Okay, gotcha.
5802 Lynn Elliott Lane in College Station. It's off of Welborn. You'll turn off of Welborn Road.
Uh-huh.
But if you Google it on maps, that address does come up and you'll be able to find it. But it's this Thursday. That is a free networking event and everyone is invited to attend. So please come see this new venue. I think it's going to be beautiful.
Well, it should. That's and again, having those kind of venues are becoming more and more popular, and being able to have a nice place to go that is different and a little unique is a good thing.
Yes, definitely. And our 19th annual Crawfish Bowl, sponsored by College Station Utilities, that is next Friday, March 17th. It's going to be at the Brazos County Expo from 6 to 8:30. We have tickets available at the chamber. They're $50 each. And the proceeds from the Crawfish Bowl go to benefit the 4-H and FFA students at the Brazos County Youth Livestock Show.
Mm-hmm.
We will take the money, go to the premium auction and the commercial steer sale, and purchase some projects from the kids. So help support that program. It's really a great scholarship for the kids that are selling the animals.
And you buy some cakes, too, right?
Oh, yes.
Yep,
yes, in
that
August.
Yeah.
That's right. We go to the 4-H cake auction.
Yep.
And if you're going to come by and visit the chamber office, it's a good day to come by after we've been to that cake auction.
Good point.
Yes.
Good point.
We have samples for everyone.
All right. We'll remember that.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Good. Good. Good.
And we have Chamber Day sponsored by Brazos County. That is Thursday, March the 30th. And be thinking about volunteering for that because we are looking for 200 volunteers. We're trying to set a record. We want to get 200 volunteers to help us visit 1,000 businesses in town. So if you can work in the morning or in the evening or you can work all day, we would love to have you come volunteer. You can give us a call at the office, 260-5200, or you can go to our website, bcschamber.org, to find out more about Chamber Day. And I want to mention that the Bryan Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards, that's sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and ANCO Insurance. Nominations are open through March the 15th. So you can go to bryan-rotary.org to nominate a local business for that. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight this week is the Hilton College Station. And again, go to our website, bcschamber.org, to find out more about our upcoming events.
Well, as the spring gets here, it gets busier and busier, right?
That's right. We stay busy.
That's it. Thanks for the time this morning. We visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, and local knowledge. Dayhill, call them at 774-2200. All right, so how old is Tom Brady? Is he like almost 40? Is that right?
And, something like that?
Yeah,
and I feel like they'll tell us somewhere.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. If only there were a way.
Know.
See, here's the deal. I mean,
he
if you
is
know,
39. Okay. He'll turn 40 this year.
Okay, so, I mean, what happened about 3 years ago is that the New England Patriots figured, okay, his days are starting to get numbered. Let's bring in this, Cephalo or whatever.
Garoppolo? Well,
yeah,
Garoppolo?
Yeah, that's it.
Whatever that guy's name
anyway,
is.
Anyway, so... But Tom just keeps winning. And,
yeah.
And Tom looks good.
Tom looks great.
And so you're going, why can't I
look like Tom?
Yeah.
Or play like Tom.
Well, now he's going to help us with that?
He is. So there is a company called Purple Carrot. I haven't heard of this one, but it's one of those meal prep companies that, you know, sends you those pre-made meals. Well, now they've teamed up with Tom Brady, and he has kind of made some of his own meals that you can actually purchase and eat yourself. You can eat like a Super Bowl MVP for as little as $13 a meal.
Wow.
Okay,
sounds like an advertisement there.
So the TB12 performance meals are designed, this is from Brady, the TB12 performance meals are designed for anyone who's looking to achieve or sustain their own peak performance. Whether that's in the gym, on the field, or at work, we want to inspire everyone, not just athletes, to be their best, and I think these meals will be a big step in that direction. The average meal kit for Purple Carrot costs anywhere between $8 and $12. These are going to be a little bit more, but they are gluten-free, and they're a little bit higher in protein than the normal meals that you would get from Purple Carrot.
Okay. Do you have to sign up for a certain amount of time? Do we know how any of that stuff works?
It says that each week customers will receive 3 meals for 2 people for about $78, which is where that 13 per meal comes from.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure, I don't know exactly what Purple Carrot's delivery methods are.
Right.
But usually with these, you can order just a week of food if you want to.
Okay.
I bet you can't just order one meal, but it'd probably be at least a week's worth.
Well, and again, I'm thinking of a couple of thoughts. First of all, it's like anything else, you're going to fall off the wagon at some point. But maybe the idea of it being $78 a week is a commitment deal.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, hey, I'm doing this, so I'm going to follow this. And if you can see benefits quickly, and again, the gluten-free thing is interesting, but I'm guessing that probably what they do, like I saw a picture of it, one of the things they have is Purple Carrot crispy turnip cakes. with tabbouleh. Now, but I like tabbouleh a lot.
Yeah.
I really like tabbouleh. I'm just not sure that I would have thought of turnip cakes.
Yeah.
And so it gives you a chance to maybe
try some new
things.
Try something completely different.
Well, and a lot of times these price tags alarm people, but $13 a meal, if you're eating out for every meal, that's adding up to basically that. Even if you're going fast food these days, by the time you supersize your drink, you know, you're paying $9 to $10 a meal.
We ate at a restaurantorium in downtown lunch last week, and it came to about $30. Yeah. So that certainly fits within what you're talking about.
Right.
So. Anyhow. All right. So
you can eat like Tom Brady.
Doesn't mean that you can throw the football like him or any of that other kind of stuff, but at least it's for that standpoint, the fact that you're eating. And again, you feel better when you eat healthy.
Oh,
I think.
Sure.
right. Did you see, I don't know, since I wasn't here yesterday, did we do this story about the homeowners in Houston? New homeowners in Houston?
I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
Well, some new homeowners in Houston didn't want to spend the night in their home on Saturday, and it was understandable earlier that day while moving into their 1,161-square-foot home in the Heights, a little bungalow, one adjusted on a an adjustment on a board in the attic, moved it, and they found... They found bones. They found a skeleton.
I heard about this.
Found a skeleton, the Houston Chronicle said. So there you go. Also a pair of red sunglasses or eyeglasses. And, So there you go. Among the rumors that had swirled around since the lady went missing was that she'd been killed or that things somehow had gotten messy in the luxury apartment complex that shot up next to her. And she'd become vocally trying to fight that, and now we find her bones inside the walls of the house.
Oh.
So.
Well, yikes. My thing is, if it was that easy for the homeowners to stumble upon the bones, how did, like, a police detective not find them?
Good point. Hello. Yeah.
Scott, going back to the traffic patterns that are changing,
yes.
The intersection 2818 and 60 later on, you know, they've got all sorts of neat maps about what's going to happen in the future.
Yes.
What's going to happen between now and then, and where are you supposed to end up going? It's not only confusing, it's just hard to get anywhere around there.
Well, it is, and that's and if you haven't seen it, and it's a contraflow kind of a situation where the what would traditionally be the right-hand side of the road going north, it will now be on the left-hand side. There's a video out there that's put out by the Washington State Department of Transportation because they have these in different parts of the state of Washington, and we'll have to look at that at some point. But yeah, transitionally, as we move through traffic, it's going to be an annoyance. Just remember, we're not Austin, and hope we never get there. So yeah, you're right. I mean, there was probably a smell associated with that for a while, right? I mean, that was a body before it became a skeleton, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder. Like, it says, you know, I'm looking it up here, and it says they found it in a gap in the wall. They found her bones in the glasses,
right.
And I mean, I guess if by mistake she got trapped in there.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, what is she looking for?
Situation.
Yeah. I don't think that happened. Okay. All right, here we go. 5 packing tips from members of the military. Okay? Cuz somebody needs to know how to pack their bag, and so here's some things that might help you. Don't travel with a half full suitcase, especially if there's anything that's breakable in there, because your stuff is going to shift around. When in doubt, pack more socks. They fit anywhere. Have a few extra pairs of socks in there is not a bad thing anyhow. 2, think about weight distribution, meaning where does the heavy stuff go? Where does the light stuff go? If your bag is top heavy, then while you're dragging it behind you, it's more likely to fall. So think about that. Don't just fold stuff. Roll it. Done this before? I've done this. This is pretty good.
I've heard that works.
Saves you space so that when you're packing, and at the same time, if you have a really bulky piece of something, you can put that in there and tie it with a string, but it takes up less space. Pack in reverse order, meaning the stuff that you need right away should go on top, and the stuff that you won't need should go on the bottom. Make things easier also when you're planning to live out of your suitcase for a few days. And maybe most important, put together all the stuff that you want to bring, then start packing. You kind of create a staging area on the floor or on your bed or whatever, and that way you can see what you're bringing, you can figure out how it will all fit, and you can pack more strategically, okay? Just a way to help you out if you're going to be out there kind of trying to get from here to there and bring all your stuff
with you. It works pretty well, too. Yeah.
The annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 27th at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course. Sign up your 4-person scramble team today by visiting twincitymission.org or give Ron Crozier a call at 822-7511. It's a day of fun, friends, golf, and most importantly, helping out the charities of Twin City Mission. To register your team, or if you don't play but would like to be involved as a sponsor, make sure to visit TwinCityMission.org.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station. Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/trial. That's ziprecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 7 minutes till. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, we got the story of veterinarians in Thailand operated for hours removing coins from a giant sea turtle that lived in a pool where people would toss coins in.
Aww.
Here's audio. I mean, this is they're speaking in Thai. We can't understand them. But they're going to take the coins out. And they say at some point you can hear them hitting the floor in the operating room. There they are. They're pouring the coins out of the... Listen to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
How much did they collect?
Well, you know, they didn't say how much there was, but...
Well, in other animal news, April is still pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Really?
She is just munching on some hay right now, right in front of the camera.
Right.
Yeah, she's doing well, apparently. Just soaking up the spotlight because she's, you know, really keeping this baby from being born anytime soon.
Well, but we talked about the gestation period is so long.
Right.
We may be at this for a while.
Correct.
It's already been, what, like 2 weeks now?
Yeah, and I will say that the two companies that are advertising on this video, I wonder how well they're doing.
I was about to say.
There is an animal nutrition company called Missouri that has their logo in the left-hand corner, and then giraffeemoji.com, because I don't know if we discussed this on the show, there is not a giraffe emoji.
Oh.
There are two camel emojis, but there is not, yes, one with one hump and one with two. Why they need both, I'm not sure. So giraffeemoji.com actually allows you, I guess, to pay and download giraffe emojis.
All right. Well, we need that. Okay.
Right.
We'll keep, keep us posted.
But
on that.
April is, she's still doing well. Doing well.
All right. Here we go on TV tonight. It's NCIS. That's a new episode. Starts at 7 o'clock. This Is Us is on NBC tonight. That's at 8 o'clock.
So it is all right.
It's a new one. The Pearson family gathers at Randall's for an unusual party.
Okay.
It's the season finale next week. Just letting you know.
Next week. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Bull, that's that show that Tony Danozzo decided to go be an attorney.
Right.
Left NCIS to do that. That's on tonight. Bones. I didn't know this show was still on.
I didn't either. I used to watch reruns, but I never really kept up with it.
I think it's probably out there all the time if you want to watch it. It's
still
on Fox
on,
tonight at 8 o'clock. Okay. Now, boy, here's, DC's Legend of Tomorrow. That's on at 8 o'clock tonight on the CW. I'm just going to tell you, Rip forces Wave Rider to crash, leaving the legend stuck 70 million years in the past.
You have no idea what any of that means.
I have
means,
no idea. I know what those words mean, but not when they're in that order.
That's not my favorite DC show that they have on CW.
There's a few of them out there, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, NCIS Los Angeles is new tonight. Also, here's a premiere tonight on ABC at 9 o'clock. It's called People Icons.
Okay.
New limited series hosted by Laura Spencer from Good Morning America is inspired by People Magazine covers that have made an impact on American culture. Each episode will feature a different theme. The premiere features celebrity love stories, focuses on Prince, William and Kate, Beyonce and Jay-Z, the Estefans, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, and, of course, Barack and me.
membership.
Oh, of course. So.
Yeah, I mean, that could be interesting. You know, okay. A little in-depth of...
Let's get to the third week and see where they are.
True.
See how that works.
Also, it's kind of nice. At least they have themes.
That's true. Yeah. Rather than just random stuff.
Right.
I guess they'll have Barbara Walters on with her favorite picks later on this season. Season premiere tonight. I don't know if you watch it or not. It's supposed to be one of the best TV shows on TV. It is called The Americans, and it premieres their fifth season tonight on FX. That starts at 9 o'clock. Clip Howard just thinks that's a dandy show.
Oh, okay.
So there you are. All right, it's 3 minutes still.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-480-5681. That's 800-480-5681. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-480-5681. 800-480-5681.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning. It's 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the 10th annual Wife Carrying Championship took place on a wet Sunday morning in the English town of Dorking.
Okay, Dorking.
Dorking.
I have heard of this.
Sounds
okay.
Like a place this would take place. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the contest I've heard of, I've never heard of Dorking, but nonetheless, the race apparently comes from a Scandinavian tradition where raiders needed to be quick escaping with women folk from neighboring villages. Men generally carry their wives or partners on their shoulders as they race the 380-meter course, which has steep gradients, and you go across a muddy field.
Oh.
The pair must also jump over obstacles, survive being splashed with water as they race to cross the finish line. This year's winners were a Welsh couple, Jack McKendrick and Christy Jones. They pick up the coveted prize of a barrel of ale. A barrel of ale
nice.
For doing that.
Well, I wonder how big Jack is and how small Christy
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and I think there are some weight limitations there.
Okay.
You know, maybe she has to carry a sack of flour if she doesn't weigh
and
enough.
She weighs 92 pounds.
Yeah, something like that. Canadian authorities have recalled hundreds of bottles of Georgia Bay vodka after inspectors found that the alcohol level was a whopping 81%.
Whoa.
81%, which is twice the stated amount on the label.
Oh, jeez.
That's 162 proof.
That would get you poopy-faced really quickly.
Yep.
Just saying.
White girl wasted.
Yeah, real quick. On this day in 1987, Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion ever. 20 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And President Barack Obama stated that he did not know about Hillary Clinton's personal email address that she was using for government business.
Sure.
Yeah. How'd that end up for you?